you know, dope quickly, the Laurent Georges disappear. Today I'm going to talk about only, you put one hole here, which probably will not cause thermodynamic effect strong enough to a background. But I will show you that there's still a very strong dynamic frustration coming out of this single host motion, and potentially which will lead to a very strong strong frustration on the spin background when you have a thermodynamic number of hosts, a very, very low concentration. So let me first introduce my collaborators. Zhu Zhen is my PhD student at Tsinghua University, and Hongchen Zhang currently is a postdoc fellow at KITP. And these two have done heavily contributed heavily the DMRG calculation that I'm going to talk about. And Yang Qi and Chu Shuntian are two faculty members at Tsinghua. So here's an outline. I will spend a little bit of time overview why after two decades of heavy study of one whole problem, we come back to this problem again. And then I will show you our recent DMRG results on this problem. And finally, the rest of time, I will talk about some implications about the result we have obtained. Like Xiaogang mentioned, many this strongly correlated problem can be traced back to the high TC problem. And in this plot of TC over years, we see that the qubits really stand out as a very unique class where the TC is very high, even compared to the recently discovered unlinked-type materials. So this is probably the single most important feature for qubits, why it's so interesting, even though there are a lot of interesting physical phenomena discovered in these qubits. So the question, the challenge is why you have such a high high superconducting transition temperature. We know that there's a nearby anti-Fermi order state where it can persist over a very high temperature and determined by super exchange J. But the challenge will be how the doping will transfer that energy into the superconducting transition temperature. And so the this is a very one of the most difficult problem in the high in the condensed matter field, and most people have taken scenario that this problem probably is a doped model insulator problem. So how you put many hosts into system to destroy long-range anti-Fermi order to get the superconducting state. But my today, I think there are, you know, Xiaogang and many people have done great contribution, try to understand this qubits and finite doping case. What I'm going to talk about today is less ambitious. I just focus one hole, dope into such a mouth insulator and study what's the consequence of it. And so in this, the issue is that because of strong current repulsion, the two electrons stay at one side will cause a very large energy. So that when you look at a low energy, actually at half filling, you have localized spins which talk to each other through the nearest Leber super exchange J. This model has been well understood at the ground state and lower line excitation. Now, then you put one hole by taking one electron out, and once your hole moves around, and the question is how the hole would behave. And from naive picture, if you have a nil order, the hole's motion will create some kind of string, like the polarization direction of anti-Fermi ordering. It's called SZ or Eisenach string, and which will cause, naively, the isolimit will localize this hole. But once you consider the quantum effect, then eventually this hole can move around with destroying of this SZ string. That's a famous story. So in the literature, there's a debate about whether this hole move around would behave like a quasi-particle or not. I put a theoretical debate here, but actually it was not much debate. Since once this paper by Kenny Reed came out, and the whole community quickly, focused on that. Probably there's a spin Poisson picture, which is strongly supported by finite size numerical calculations. And it's widely accepted that this hole really can move around like a Bloch large state. But there were some different voices, like Phil Anderson made a very strong argument that the doped system is not a doped semiconductor. Basically, because of the existing upper Hubble band, and the whole system to accommodate actual whole electron will have to, the system has to adjust itself to produce some kind of non-renormalizable phase shift, and which will render the system the whole behave like a long quasi particle. And later on, we had work and showing that a TGA model, there's a so-called phase string effect, which actually is reminiscent of the Anderson's the long renormalized, unrenormalized phase shift, but in a different mathematical language. Later on, several years, 10 years ago, we first showed that actually this effect can localize holes. But for the localization for a translational invariant system is very unusual, because suppose you have some localized profile, because translational symmetry could be anywhere, then for the, at least for non-interacting case, you would have a quantum tunneling between them, and they will form likely to form an extended state where form a band. That's the Bloch theorem. And the question is, for many body theorem, people generally believe it's still right, especially as I mentioned, when these SZ strings can be destroyed by spin flip process. Then you would add some reduced quasi-particle spectral weight, but nonetheless, it still behaves like a quasi-particle. And this is strongly supported by exact degradation. This is 32 size, probably largest exact degradation result, where it clearly shows that there's a sharp quasi-particle peak with a dispersion in the momentum space. This is not sharp, right? So basically, there's a actually a Fermi point is called. So that depends on. Pi is here, right in the middle. So basically, when you dope this system, pi zero is the long less sharp, but sharp is the pi over two power two. That's lowest energy point.
I don't understand. If you have a finite system, there is an eigenstate that depends on Q, right? So there should be a sharp peak, any finite system.
Right, right.
If you have any overlap of the electron with that eigenstate.
That's right.
So why do I see broad peaks?
Actually, they use kind of artificial broadening, small broadening. So once you have something like this, that means there's a lot of discretized states there. So the artificial is broadened to smear up over the gap.
Okay, but there is a lowest state of momentum Q for every Q,
I
right? The ground state of the system, it's a good quantum number Q in a torus, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I would see like zero up to some lowest energy. That's what I would expect.
That's right.
Maybe so, how much? I think the first graph, I think there is a little peak there, but maybe very tiny. I don't know whether there is a peak there. Yeah.
Yeah. The you can give a total momentum is conserved. So you have a momentum that you just move this momentum. See, there's a reference point probably zero here, the Fermi point. No, it's energy as you said. Then you just look at other states and compare energy. And you are right.
And the minimum is around pi over two.
Pi over two. Yes. Yeah. And this is an experimental measurement in cuprates. So this is a calcium CCOC material, presumably it's an insulator, and then you photon to lock out the electron. So you create a hole, and they can measure dispersion and the line shape. Looks like this line shape actually is quite broad compared to a very sharp quasi particle peak. So these authors have to use other assumptions like strong electron phonon interaction to make it broaden. So this is one of the evidence the people claim, the Shin's group, that really electron phonon is important. But the interesting thing is that only at half filling or near the half filling, you have a very broad structure. But closer to superconducting phase, the peak actually is relatively sharper, much sharper.
But near power 2, there's no sharp
peaking,
even near power 2.
Yeah, this is probably power 2, yeah, very broad. And so that's a puzzle. Electron phonon, strong interphonon interaction is one explanation, but why it's not here. So this is about 10 years, actually the first work.
But here basically say there seems a contradiction between your mark and the experiment.
Right.
If you
broaden
your marks, you don't get the experimental.
Right. You have to add something else.
Maybe some other information.
Yeah. And recently, there's another group and read down the measurement. Now IOP in Beijing can go very clean sample. And so Yayu Wang of Tsinghua University, they did a STM measurement. And you see, this is an insulating material. So they can see very clear mouth gap. This is probably the first time by using STM because we need a large, bias voltage to probe it. And this is probably the first time they have seen that clearly. It's consistent with the optical and the other leaks measurement. The resolution part here is, of course, much higher. And they also discover very interesting phenomena because this sample probably has some defect, missing chloride defect. Then, yeah, the chloride will donate an electron to carbon oxide layer. What we see is that electron actually localized around this hole, but not at the chloride side, but actually the carbon oxide layer. You see from top down, you will see it's just around this defect. And this localization is very strong, just several lattice constant. And so this raises a lot of question whether our understanding about the one-hole doped TGA model is correct or not. So I mentioned the Phil Anderson's picture and also this free string effect. Let me spend a few minutes to explain what this effect. Basically, you have started with TGA model, your Hawking and super exchange term. And without allowing double occupancy here, so you always single occupied either by hole and spin. So Hawking term is a two. This hole can move around. There's a backflow spin, then a two. This is super exchange interaction. Formally, you can expand put one hole in this system. You can bend this Hawking term in the basis of anti-Fermat and the Heisenberg term as a Lambert, the H naught, and this is just a formal expansion like a green function. You can treat the hole moving from one side to the other, and you find that actually or the contribution of the propagator or for that matter partition function, you will be sum up all kinds of different paths, and these paths have a weight which is decided by Tj or Tj in partition function cases the temperature. And which is positive definite. And then each path actually associates a sequence of signs, plus minus. This sign actually depends on, because as mentioned, the hole moves here, there's a spin backflow, depends on spin. It differentiates up and down. So in other words, it differentiates different kind of polarization, then sign pop, you pick up plus or minus sign. And so it's different from the SZ string I mentioned, where one hole moves a circle in the partition function case, and the whole thing has to be removed by spin flip process string. because everything has to go back to the original configuration. But it seems that this sign cannot be erased because this W is always positive definite. And this is something will be left behind. And to understand this purely quantum effect, then that says that the quantum spin have three directions. This could be understood as because there's an XY component which cannot be simultaneously repaired through spin flip process as the SZ component. That's what left here. Of course, you can have okay, so this is a sign. And you can also modify this model slightly. The Hopping term, add a sigma here. So sigma is sign, depends on spin index up or down. They take value up plus or minus. Then after you use the model, you do the same expansion. What you see is that W is still the same number, but for the each given path, but tau C now is 1. In other words, there's no sign problem even for one whole doped case in this modified model. So these two models, you can make a comparison. And I should mention that half-filling this system, you don't have sign problem. It's well known. The Heisenberg model is, it's sign-free. So the TJ model, this sign, can be regarded as the fermion sign start to recover. But we can artificially make a model that this sign totally go away. Physically, the presence of sign will very damage you for host motion, non-range motion, because once you have this second sign, a single hole cannot change the thermodynamics of the spin background. So you would expect there are a lot of quantum zero-point motions of spins. So, but each flip of spin from plus to minus or minus to plus can change the product of total sign drastically from positive to negative or vice versa, such as to change the interference pattern completely. And that tells you really this is a strong frustration. As mentioned, that we found that will localize the hole and cause a very strong broadening of the spectral function in some approximation. Later on, the hole at localization at low doping also considered by this work with Su Peng Qiu. Recently, Peng Ye and another student of mine did a very nice work of field theory, mutual churn Simon. They found that once you take a compactness, the whole localization will persist over some finite doping regime. We see that on that side, you can really identify this sign sequence. But this sign is very complicated. You need to sum all kind of configurations. So after 10 years, now the computer power is enough for us to try to do some DMRG calculation directly to see what the consequence is. We put the single hole in a TJ ladder. This is a two-leg ladder. Your y direction will be ladder number around this direction, and this is a long chain. So this is a 40-size chain, and for two-leg, three-leg, four-leg, five-leg. Here the calculation mostly is a key equal to 3J. You put a hole there, and this real space, a distribution of hole, the first probably feature you see is that the even and odd will be different locally, because there's an oscillation along x direction, but they're long. That can be attributed to the case that because we're finite, this is a lag case, so you don't have long range order. And for the three odd lag case, it's parallel decay. It's a critical behavior for spin at half filling. And this is for even lag, where there's a small spin gap, such as a spin-spin correlation decay exponentially, and you would have such an oscillation in space, the open boundary condition. This is for open boundary condition. Okay. Otherwise, you would expect this localization could be anywhere. But you see the profile is localized at the center, but you cannot say localized a lot, because once you change the chain size, the profile will start to change. So you have to make the long chain long enough to verify whether it's truly localized or not. I'm sorry? Yeah, this oscillation is only for the spin gap case, but it will be gone when T is very big. Like showing here, this is for 80 side. This is third leg and four leg. You see the T over J equal to 5, you still see this oscillation. But when T over J equal to 20, it's become much smoother. So this become more close to each other. And one interpretation is when T is very large, the spin gap, relative spin gap is much reduced. So that the difference between these two converges. So this interprets probably spin gap. This spin dynamics is not very essential for the overall this localized feature. So this is 80 size. So we keep increase sample size. This is like a 200 long chain. And this is for three leg, four leg. You see, in this case, actually, this Gaussian-like profile actually will localize that at the center of the sample because we use an open bound condition, such that there's still small energy difference to make the whole localized center. And of course, when you use a very very long chain or use a periodical boundary condition and do better job, if there's a localization, it could be anywhere localized. Then you have to introduce small potential to pin down. And this is for the 400 side two leg case, and actually you do a lot of sweep and larger states. And you can sweep out the hole to other profile, and basically you can make it very broad, and then you can put a tiny impurity like a 10^-4 J, and anywhere. Then you find that this extended profile immediately shrink to the position of the hole, the impurity. So anywhere, this is near the boundary, this is the center, so you can move around, and here's the general plot of this four waves at half magnitude as function of the sample size along x direction. If sample size is small, of course, you will see extended state. But then you see that this waves actually linear increase with the sample size and a small sample size case. But for one dimensional case, it just keep going and up to 500, it still keep going. For this is two leg case, three leg case, four leg case, five leg case. You see that up to some finite sample size start to saturate, and that's where you see here.
Did you check how these things depend on the number of states you keep in BMLG?
Yeah, this is a very good question, and its convergence is for the armor size 10^-, but its convergence is very well. But if you this number size, but if you keep sweep more and more, much lower, then slowly you find that you can this state you can sweep to other state as a very broad state, where for this 400 side case, then you have to put impurity, or tiny impurity to make it really localized. So in other words, when you localize, and if the sample is long enough, it can be anywhere. And then you sweep much more states. Eventually, you can go to other states.
What I'm worried about is that DMLG has a finite entanglement plane.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
If the state is extended, let's say it's just a particle in a well size of your system.
Yeah,
DMLG might have difficulty in getting this extended state because it essentially describes superpositions on its length scale, which is short. Might be, I would like to see if that width of the Gaussian doesn't depend on how big matrices you keep in DMLG.
Yeah, actually, I can give you a contrast example here. Let me just just one more slide. I'll show, come back to this question. So suppose we up to some sample size become localized incremental sample size, and so the lateral interpretation will be that the whole, because it's more than one leg, you have two legs, four, three legs, the whole move to other place can be go different paths. And then you expect this size structure will strongly interfere, and eventually when sample size is large enough, just like a sign problem in the quantum Monte Carlo, and so the positive sign and negative sign weight will converge the same way, such as cancel out the whole, so that the whole one be able to transport to this point coherently, then that's the interpretation of self-localization we have seen. To probe this thing, we can turn off, so we can introduce a T-perp and turn it off, and then such that the hole can only go this way, not this way. And we already seen the case of one hole, but if one chain, now you have a two chain, and we turn off this T-perp, but you have, you find that this is for TJ case, and then you turn off T-perp, what you have is the closed term here, just go back. So in other words, you lose this interference, and the hole become extended. So we probe another case that were related to your question is that we put a sigma in the Hopping term, as I mentioned, the sign structure here is the hole is gone. But still, you have a two-leg case, you have a spin gap, three-leg case, you don't have spin gap. What you can, both cases, this is a hole, a two-leg, a three-leg, and you see this slap back to the extended level. So you see, this is the same DMLG calculation, but without this, just a size structure, and you just go back. And I'll show you the also momentum distribution below. And so that's a way to justify. And so we
which graph you say is given the dimension you kept? So this is I see the diamond and the
This is a wave, right? This is a
so one is you only have a T per, another you have both T, I see.
Yeah, you have both T but remove this side.
Okay.
And so really it proves that the interference from different paths is important. Even though you keep this sign, but because you whole move only along this direction without interference from different paths, then you would back to the extended profile.
So what does it do when you add the sigma?
Sigma. Once you have a sigma, then this kind of thing will be compensated because the whole move here a speed transfer back. Depending up and down, there is a sigma here, sign here. And this sign, you are compensated sign such that the whole move here, the weight always positive definite. And so that you have constructive interference here, even a very far distance. And that's completely opposite to this strong defect, destructive interference we have. And then you see that the behaviors are completely different. Now, if you put the momentum space, you can calculate another quantity. What I showed you earlier is just the profile of density distribution. Now we calculate C dagger C, a different side, and for Fourier transformation. This is like a three-leg and four-leg for any side, you'll see some P. Momentum space, then you make a cut, and you'll see what's the distribution in the momentum space, which will tell you other information of this system. This is for 3K, three-leg case, where you have momentum distribution like this at different sample size. And then you find there's a scaling rule. Actually, if you, this 1 minus n, nk is the lateral, so 1 minus nk is the whole distribution, momentum distribution. Space and multiplies the total sample size, then you find all this curve collapsed into a universal curve, and this is four-leg case. These two cases are different, as I mentioned, that this one with a spin gap, this was long. And, but this kind of scaling tells us the height, this optimum height will shrink as in the form of 1/n. Because it's multiply n, they collapse there. So that means that we know that if there's a Borel state, there's a finite jump, the one whole case, there should just delta function there. And so it should, but 1/n means this high z, at most is 1/n, it should shrink, at least 1/n fashion. But on the other hand, you see from here that the width of this momentum distribution always remain finite. This corresponds to the case that the real space you have localization. So this momentum width corresponds to the length scale of the inversely proportional to the localization length scale. So make a comparison. Now, this is for the case for TJ, ladder, three leg and four leg. Now I switch off the sign. And what you have is immediately this whole structure is gone. And the whole weight come back to focus on momentum, total momentum equal to zero. And you see this scaling no longer works because it continues to increase. So you have to use a different scaling. Not very clear here. Basically, you make one minus nk without multiplying the total number, but the long x direction, you multiply kx by the sample size nx, you find the whole data just collapse into a single layer. That tells you that when sample size go to infinity, here you just really recovered quasi-particle behavior for the case for here. So it's very itinerant. Of course, zk is here, z is not 1, because if you look at the pi, there's also a lot of peak there, because there's anti-Fermat interaction between these two momentum, 0 and pi. So there's some weight transfer to there. But nowadays, this becomes quasi-particle. So you see that with and without this sign, you are completely different behavior. I should mention this is four-leg case, three-leg similar. And, so another probe we have done is look at so this is three-leg case, the whole localized here, but because there's a missing spin. So your total spin is 1/2, and you look at its distribution really spread out over the whole sample. So they tell you clearly that there's a spin charge separation in this system. But for 1D, you also have spin charge separation as known. But in that case, because two objects are mobile, so you cannot see it clearly. But three net case, as I mentioned, you have quantum interference. So localized charge, the spin moves away. So it's a direct demonstration of spin charge separation in this system. But for two leg case or four leg case, because there's a spin gap, so what you see is still you have the spin still localized around the hole. But that doesn't mean really the spin charge separation is all right, because we cannot probe it. You need to go larger size to make gap goes to zero to see it. That's beyond your Merkle reach. So this picture has been used in the earlier work, analytical work we use, and where you assume that charge is doped, hole will decay into a spinner and a holon, and which holon will pick up the second sign, make it localized, and the convolution of that will give you this spectral function, which you can well explain experiment. Where this dispersion really is not due to the hopping of T, really due to the spins. The background, that's half field limit, where you have an orange order, no line spin excitation. So this really treats the spin wave excitation. Okay, how much time I have used? I have some time. So at this point, we see that we put a hole here. Really, this the doping really create a sign frustration from this doping. And so what's the implication, physical implication of this? Actually, a hole moves the quantum spin backward to pick up sections of sign, which varies from different sample size, really represent an emergent gauge field fluctuation. And we know that the electromagnetism, or the basic fundamental forces that strong and weak coupling case, that this so-called log integral phase factor really intrinsically completely specifies the gauge interaction for particle, for the particle, elementary particles in a vacuum. But here, it's the same thing. You want to find the hole really a different path will pick up a different sign. Phase factor is non-integrable, but it's discretized, Z2 line. And also it's not a random fluctuated, like it depends on background spin. So there's a, the vacuum is not really vacuum, really related to spin state in the background. The whole moves around and scatter with its spin and pick up some non-local phase shift. The pi minus or plus sign really means that the scattering in terms of impurity scattering picture is minus one, that means the largest phase shift you can have. And that's how this hole will, you know, strongly modified by this background. So to actually this kind of proof can go to actually arbitrary doping dimension and temperature for the TGA model. And you can do the same thing, and you find that the partition function now have a similar form for the each pass versus positive definite weight, and then the sign will be slight change. This is a single hole case, and there's multiple holes, and then there's an extra sign, and this NHH is the closed loop, the two hole exchange will give you a contribution. One minus sign here. And let me show you example how this sign rule comes. So single hole, because partition function really need a hole, you know, spin a hole, complete a closed path. So single hole move around will pick up this kind of sequence we have seen. And spin goes back around will not pick up any sign. And but if two hole here, and if they are identical particle, they exchange, they can switch the position, they get the minus sign. So this is like a fermion sign, but very sparse, you know, no doping. And therefore, for this gauge field, emergent gauge field, we have different meaning, right? Is that we use a 5 minus passing rule for free fermions. You know that this partition function can be written in terms of what kind of path, this word line, or you have a sign. Exchange sign because identical particle, but now this sign actually now is replaced by this kind of sign, which is much reduced because in the one hole case, majority of spin, the fermion in the background will not contribute to it. So at half filling, there's no sign problem, but with one hole, this related hole exchange with the down spin give you minus sign, and the whole hole, if you have more than one hole, give you extra sign. So that tells us that original fermion problem in the system, because of this mouth physics, is greatly reduced and becomes long in the half filling. But when you dope it, it starts to recover fermion sign, but in a very dilute, a very sparse way. And eventually, very, very large doping, this can be recovered to fermion sign in a very dilute fermion limit. So this tells us that mouth physics. At least the TGA model case is not only about the trunk, the Hilbert space constraint that two electrons allowed at the same size, but also means there's a new sign structure, new statistical signs will emerge. And these two parts are both important in order to understand the finite G physics of the finite doping of one hole. So there are several limits. For example, I mentioned that without hole, tau c will be 1, and this is always positive, so there's no sign problem. And another case, even without sign problem, is that if j equal to zero, so the to minimize the phase fluctuation, the whole of whole the spin will line up, which will not cause energy, so that when the hole goes around, you also don't give sign. So that's justify why Lagrange state will be stable in the j equal to zero limit. But once you turn on j, as mentioned, the numerical simulation seems to suggest that that's the strong interference of this sign will make the whole self-localized. So at this point, we can make a little bit conjecture about Schumacher nullification with the finite number of holes or thermodynamic number of holes. And of course, if they are localized kinetically, they are not favored. And so once you have finite density of holes and competing with the background thermodynamic number of super exchange interaction, GA, and so there's a compromise that eventually probably you want to suppress long range interference. And the one way is that to reduce the zero power motion such that the background speed, if they are really paired, short range paired, the hole goes around, will have a sign cancellation. Eventually, they'll settle in a state where you still have antifermanent fluctuation, short range correlations. On the other hand, the hole will reach phase coherence. And so that state actually is background speed will have some RVV or short range or steliquid state, while the charge response will become superconducting. And I just want to mention one thing, is that if ground state is like this, and you seem to have some kind of RVP state, but this RVP state probably has some difference from the normal spin liquid state talking about at half filling. This is that if you break up a pair of them to create spin excitation, and the hole immediately will know it because it's non-local. So once you have a mismatched spin, well, the hole will have a response to it, and which eventually will cause a non-local effect from charge sector. So in this sense, excitation is different from spin liquid at half filling with fluctuation. And so the picture here is that Xiaogang taught us a lot about long-range entanglement. So in some sense, this is also a long-range entanglement, but between a charge and spin sector. And they sort of know each other's existence. And by going to Schumacher nullification phase, it's something like make them separate in a way that they can separately condense to gain energy and to minimize this energy entanglement. Finally, I still have some time. Let me briefly mention some conjecture for the finite doping case, where I mentioned that malphysics actually is a two part. One is a Hilbert constraint, risk constraint, and then there's a new sign structure, which is different from usual fermion signs. And based on that, actually, they will lead to some specified electron fractionalization. And the reason is that once you have an electron fractionalization, the so-called patterns will have their own long-range off-diagonal long-range order, both somehow long can condense or RVP pair condensation, etc. And so that subsystem will have some rigidity. To basically, when you have fractionalization, normally you have U1 emerging gauge fluctuation. But once you have off-diagonal long-range order, we can make this Higgs, such as to support this kind of particular electron fractionalization. And this probably sign structure very important to tell us how to make an electron fractionalized. But this subsystem rigidity doesn't necessarily translate in a true off-diagonal long-range order. Or electron response to external electromagnetic field or other probe. And actually, in this case, the connection between them, actually, sign structure will play a role where we found that in this case, we found there's a mutual statistic were emergent, which will dictate when this state will be translated into true supercondensating state. So So in other words, we can, if we are above TC, the two long range orders come, but still system, subsystem can still have some hidden off diagonal long range order, like a pseudo gap phase, etc. And based on that, we can write down our wave function and for the finite doping, which appears last year here. So if you're interested, yeah, you can take a look of this work. And so I think I'm ahead of time. And let me summarize what I have trying to convince you. And actually, the take-home message is that for the doped model, usually for TGA, that where you don't have frustration and half-fitting, when dope the system, and you would have found that a new sign structure would emerge. And this new sign structure actually is a kind of gauge, really a gauge field. So this emerging gauge field. And this gauge field is not like the random fluctuating or Maxwell term gauge field. It's more like a mutual statistic because it's attached to the underlying matter field, and which is important. And I showed you that at half inning the sign is gone, or one hole, a gaga state. And then in the one hole case, a finite G, and for another case, it looks like this will cause a strong effect of charge motion as a self-localization hole, even though underlying system has translational symmetry. Okay. With that, I stop here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I think it's very interesting what you find with the in the spin disordered, because you have a spin gap, right? In the spin disordered case, the hole is localized. And then it actually might be the pairing mechanism, because there's this old theory, I think Shogun actually, and Shankar and Wigman, writing down an effective hopping problem of a hole in the antiferromagnet. It's coupled to the Niel gauge field with opposite signs and opposite sublattices. So a single hole, when the Niel gauge field fluctuates, which is in the disorder phase, would localize because the Wilson loops are small, but the two holes have opposite charge, they can propagate together. So if you check two holes and see that there the wave function is not as localized, that would be perhaps an indication that this is the kinetic pairing mechanism.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, we are the two-hole case for DM arch calculation will scale around in the computer. It's quite slow because what we done, I mentioned these five-leg cases, still the main point haven't been filled up. Because for 3 months, we have 1 point, so it's very slow. But now we sort of, okay, it's already saturated, so we stop there. We're running two-hole. Exactly to address what happened for two-hole case. But my guessing is that two-hole is still localized, but they start already can start to pair. But we need
It'd be nice to see if it's as localized, because if the mechanism's localization is because of the fluctuation of the gauge field, it's localized.
Right.
Two holes don't suffer from the same localization effect.
But the problem here is that this effect, let me show the, this sign. This sign is too singular. So one thing, you really can erase it is for second hole following exactly one hole, first hole's path to go around. Our third hole follow that one. That would be strike phase. And this could erase this. If the two holes, they bound together, but they go different paths.
No.
Slightly,
they
are cancelled.
Holes, and they are not bound.
They are not
bound. I'm saying there is a strong mechanism that binds
to
them.
Make
here.
Them bind, yeah.
First of all, there's pair binding on the on the TJ model. So there's the energy of actually being close by,
not
is lower than running far away. So then these paths would cancel for two holes.
But not the exact cancel, that's a problem.
Not exact, but it would be...
Yeah, but this sign, because it's very devastating, one minus sign will change everything. So they will pick up some sign, so that when go around, the sign accumulation would kill the physical errors. From analytical calculation, you found that you need to change the spin background eventually. Even though you gap, you still need to, as mentioned, the feedback effect somehow. You need some kind of, to make it even more. Oh yeah, here. So this is a pair, and when you need some kind of feedback to this pairing, so that even excitation will have some kind of we call it a spin-rotor pair. So not only spin gap is guaranteed the phase coherence. Spin gap greatly favors phase coherence, but probably not there yet. You need many holes to change the spin liquid in a further way. So that's what I mentioned. Probably this spin liquid is different from the geometric fostering spin liquid. You need some charge feedback to make it really to erase this sign structure. So, but numerically, probably that will be tested the MRG. So, but you are absolutely right. Once you have a spin liquid or spin gap case, the hole will be much easier to move around, and for two holes, they really have an incentive to pair. So we'll see how far. But my conjecture would be two holes power loaded down. We need some finite that have a hole pair and to really change the spin background in a way to favor its pairing. But stripe is a possibility that another possibility hole goes around to cancel out this. It's true.
Yeah. So self-localization means there's some extensive ground state, degeneracy in the presence of one hole. Because hole can be localized anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Before you feel translation, your hole can be. So this state is highly degenerate.
Yeah, so
if the sample size is large enough, a lot of states. And so that, as I mentioned about the minimal entangled state. So if you sweep too much and with much larger, you could end up with other ground state. We found that the advantage is very, very close. And in that case, we have to put a tiny impurity to collapse this state into the localized state.
Sure.
And let me mention, the profile. I think you are mentioning. Oh, okay. Is this a set?
Yes,
so you can localize anywhere.
So I wonder how robust this feature is if you change your Hamiltonian. So is the presence of extensive ground state degeneracy, is this because TJ model is somehow finely tuned or there's some emergent property that protects the extensive ground state?
I probably can't get.
So
is it, you're talking about ways of this extension?
No, so question is, so in the presence of one pole,
yeah,
there are many, many ground state, right? Depending on how.
Yeah, how would be,
yeah. So
but because finite size, then this ground state will have some, lifting of quasi-degenerate.
So in the thermodynamic limit, thermodynamically many.
Right. They're supposed to generate. Yeah.
No, but it's linear with the system. It's not exponential.
Yeah, it's linear.
It's just
right. It's still.
It sounds like the dispersion relation is flat, right?
It's not exponential, but still infinitely many. The thermodynamic linearly many.
Linear.
Yeah. So, question is this the feature specific to the TJ model or? If you change your Hamiltonian, do you still expect?
Yeah, so changing Hamiltonian, basically what happened is that, I don't know if that's also your question, this is a TJ order with less labor, how big. But if you put, there are two ways to make a frustration like a J, next year's J, or you put next year's label of T Hauki, that will totally be different. If you have a geometric frustration and half filling and put hole there, and what I told here is the similar thing. You still identify this sign. Besides, there's another geometric sign, but it's not dynamic, so it's not important. But if you allow T Hauki to next year's neighbor, then that's a problem. that you find this sign will be no longer the form compact form I told you. It could depend on whether you hop diagonally or nearest neighbor. And so we suspect if we introduce T prime hopping and increase T prime, eventually we'll make this go away. So,
but you need a finite T prime to make
larger,
it
yeah. A larger T.
Very small T prime already be delocalized.
No, no. We expect this large T prime to make it go away. But for also the T perp, we already see that. But this is just a zero, we make it go away. But T prime really devastating this sign structure.
So do you have some numerical evidence that this feature survive?
We were trying to do a numerical simulation to put T prime there. Try to see when this thing will be gone and go back to the case. And what I showed you here is just a drastic measure by switch off T-perm or switch off phase three to get back. So we will see something continuously to go from one direction to there.
So, I guess it's easier question. So what determines the localization size of your?
I didn't mention that. Actually, for the two-leg side, is this localization side is like 50. It's very, very long. And so even the five-leg case, it decreased quickly to 20 or something. And so that's the shrink with the increase of lag because more interference path So that tells us, so really, when you do a very small, smaller lattice size, is that dilation, once see it. You need a larger size to let this quantum interference to take full.
Yeah, but it's a matter, say you have two-dimensional thermodynamic system.
Right.
So what physical, is it like a random walk? Some type of argument determine the size of the what determines the length scale? Right?
Length scale, yeah, that's a good question. This length scale has nothing to do with the underlying spin correlation, as I mentioned there, and has nothing to do with, so it's more like some other scale emerging out from all this kind of interference pattern, so I don't know. But the estimation for this case looks like a several lattice constant.
Two-dimensional
T over J. Depends on T over J, but you see here, actually T over J So this is a T over J like a 20. Actually localization start monotonic decrease. So you would expect the T larger, actually the localization is smaller because really it's due to Hopping create. Sign disorder.
When you have larger kinetic amplitude, your localization length scale
much smaller. And but there's a similar.
It's a ratio.
Yeah, ratio.
J is important.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if the T is bigger than J, if T is large, J is very small. I mean the spin is very fragile.
Yeah.
If the spin is very fragile. The it's hard to drag the spin around.
Yeah.
So it's a smaller.
Yeah. In the limit that J equal to zero. This is all singlet state. Then you have a Brinkman-Rice case where the hole will have also localization. But that's a different limit. Of J equals zero, the two ground state would be a ferromagnetic. That's the Lagrange state. The hole can recover this side.
Other questions?
Yeah. Could you go back to the previous slide, the one that you had the results from multi-leg chains?
Here?
The one that you had, TJ on multi-leg, I guess you referred to this, and my question is basically I'm trying to understand it from a different angle. I can see for the one-leg chain, it's as if you have the sigma TJ Hamiltonian, right? And I guess, if we only focus on the one-leg chain and two-leg chain, so the ground state for one-leg chain in the absence of the impurity, spin sector, the spin sector is gapless. You make it two-chain, it's gap.
Yeah.
But I guess there's a theorem that tells you that if you add a third leg to your chain, the ground state would be different. So basically, it alternates.
Yeah.
Can I see that here? You know, in going from two leg to three leg chain.
This is two leg. Yeah. This is three leg case.
Right. So
you have even out effect. Yes, it's not uniform. This is fourth leg, four leg, five leg.
But they are all gapped in the spin sector if there was
This is not gap. This three leg is not gap.
Right. So what's the difference between one leg and three leg exactly?
Oh, that's because like I turn out T prime. So gap doesn't matter because if two leg case, I turn off T prime. So the whole scale moving in one direction, but there's a spin gap case. You also get this result. That means really you need more path, different paths to interfere. So one dimension, even though you have this second sign fluctuating, which only contribute to large integer, you know, behavior of whole. Still, the whole is not localized. It's itinerant, but not the quasi-particle. It's more like a large integer. But you need a different path, more than one chain, to interfere to cause a self-localization. So that's the difference of the one chain. And you can see that for two leg case, the clouds also behave this way because we turn off T prime.
I see. And if I want to understand why I need this like a finite nearest neighbor hopping parameter to, you know, basically change this picture for one leg chain, is this the right way to think in terms of you know, gapping the spin sector by cramping up the next nearest neighbor hopping? So that you have this phase transition from gapless to say, basically JJ prime transition point. Is that the right way of thinking about this? Because you mentioned you need a finite T prime.
Yeah. Oh.
To change this picture.
Oh, the finite T prime, the whole goes here to here. And do you find that you see, only your neighbor hopping will pick up this second sign, but one hook goes here, if the hopping is right, sign is right, they find the hook won't pick up a sign.
Right.
So then, yeah, so when you include next year's neighbor hopping, all kind of path, and eventually if you turn off T, but only keep T prime, you find the similar thing like this case, you don't have sign problem.
Right,
so,
but what for a single chain? This is for like...
A single chain, you're right. Single chain, only next year's neighbor hopping, I think that's trivial. I don't know. It's a single chain with a TJ with only next year's neighbor hopping. Looks like there's no sign. I think there's still spin charge separation because without doping already, there's a spin charge separation, the spin now. So, but I think at least the large integer behavior, the exponent would be different. But that's a good question. I have never thought about a single chain.
Okay, if no further question, let's next speaker again.